This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
There's sad economic news for the city of Searcy and White County. Yarnell's Premium Ice Cream Company of Searcy has ceased operations. Approximately 200 employees are affected. Yarnell's was one of the largest privately held ice cream companies in the U.S. The company's chief executive officer, Christina Yarnell, told Arkansas Business that this year has been an extremely tough one for the ice cream industry in general, and particularly to regional and independent manufacturers like Yarnell's. She said the company had examined many avenues to keep the company afloat, even to looking for investors and strategic buyers, but were unable to obtain additional financing from their lenders or to locate a buyer. She said it became clear that the appropriate course of action was to shut the doors. Ms. Yarnell said, quote, "We are truly thankful for our amazing employees and the heart and soul that they have put into the past successes of this company. They are great people, and I can't say enough about our customers and their loyalty to our company." She added that a small team will remain with the company through August 27th to finalize operations. Yarnell's Ice Cream was founded in Searcy in 1932. It had branch operations in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee, and customers in those states plus Missouri, Kentucky, Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. Ray Yarnell bought the bankrupt company he worked for in 1932, the Southwest Dairy Products Company, using money borrowed from his wife's side of the family, and closed today after 79 years in the ice cream manufacturing business, putting 200 workers in the unemployment line. Our office and sales staff here at the radio station studios in Batesville on many occasions have enjoyed a lunch from the Southside Dairy Bar. We're doing it again today, and it'll probably be the last time. Tomorrow, Patsy and Cody Thomas will close that business after 39 years and 4 months at the same spot across the street from the Southside School campus. Patsy said this morning that Pat Patterson started the business and ran it for about 10 years before the Thomases purchased it. She said it's been good for their family. They raised their family with it. Her children and some of her grandchildren learned to work there. But it has come time, she said, to hang it up. Patsy said it was a tough decision, but the slow economy and her and Cody's health issues made it easier to say it was time. Patsy said she and Cody were so appreciative of their many customers over the years and the loyalty they displayed to the business. Many of those customers, she said, have become good friends. Patsy said she was not a homebody and figured it'd be hard not to want to get up and go fry some hamburgers. In fact, she said, she had never fried a hamburger before they bought the business, and that's been thousands of burgers ago. Patsy and Cody are known for their burgers and great barbecue sandwiches. Patsy said, "At least I got 9 cats to take care of. That should keep me busy. 3 of them are Siamese, and one of them, Big Bertha, likes to talk to me." Our best wishes to Patsy and Cody Thomas, calling it enough after 39 years and 4 months of serving lunch and dinner through their Southside Dairy Bar. It closes officially tomorrow, and as Patsy said softly, "I know I'll miss it, and the people, especially the people." So before tomorrow ends, you may want to go by the Southside Dairy Bar and have one more of those great hamburgers, or one more of those great barbecue sandwiches. And in the Special Olympics being held this week in Greece, a young lady from Batesville, Arkansas, has just become a gold medal winner. 25-year-old Chelsea Willis has just won a gold medal in the 400-meter run. Chelsea is representing the state of Arkansas in this year's Special Olympics that's being held in the historic Olympic Stadium in Athens, Greece. Tomorrow, she runs in the finals of the 400 meters, and Saturday, she anchors the 4x100 relay. Our congratulations to Chelsea Willis of Batesville, an Olympic gold medal winner. And I'll remind you that on Monday, Celebrate America 2011, the big fireworks show and all the entertainment that comes before it at Riverside Park in Batesville. New this year will be a military salute honoring those who have served or are currently serving in a branch of the U.S. military. Linda Creighton of the corporate sponsor Citizens Bank said, "Thanks to the sacrifices of these men and women, we're able to enjoy our freedoms today, and we'd like to honor them and show our support as a community to those soldiers and their families." So soldiers and their families are encouraged to participate in the salute, which begins at 6:30 Monday evening. Soldiers will be given the opportunity to give their name, branch of service, and years of service, and balloons will be released in honor of fallen soldiers and soldiers currently serving overseas. For those that like to participate, call Citizens Bank. Get your name in the pot. 698-6382. 698-6382. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.